Mexico's President Felipe Calderón is not up for re-election on Sunday, but he's going to be watching the midterm vote closely. Calderón's conservative PAN party is trying to win congressional seats, and the polls have not been favorable. The key issue in Mexico is rampant drug-related violence. Calderón has launched a war on drug gangs, and he's put some traffickers behind bars. But cartel turf wars still kill hundreds of people each month. The World's Lauren Madelon has been following the campaign in Metepec. He prepared this report.
She's 30, well-spoken, a graduate of the London School of Economics, and media savvy. Rookie political candidate Brenda Estefan, a congressional candidate with Felipe Calderón's PAN party, campaigns in Metepec, 2 hours northwest of Mexico City, in the state of Mexico. Estefan tells citizens Calderón is a good president. Her outings mirror American-style campaigning. One difference, running for the U.S. Congress can cost up to $2 million. Mexican candidates are limited to $60,000. Another difference, media time here is bought by the party, not the candidate, which means candidates are constantly pleading with their party bosses in Mexico City to buy airtime in their districts. Estefan was selected by the PAN to run for Congress after 4 years at the Interior Ministry, which plans Calderón's assault on the cartels. It's one of several problems Estefan says Mexico inherited from 7 decades of pre-rule.
One of those, it's the drug dealing and the organized crime, which for many governments, many years, was not attended, was just left behind.
By many governments, Estefan means the PRI, which did not tackle drug dealing in its decades-long hold on power. In his first 3 years as president, Calderón has had mixed success dealing with the PRI, which acts as a legislative kingmaker, holding the second largest block of seats in Congress after the PAN. PAN wants to turn its plurality into a majority, and that's why the party's chosen candidates such as Estefan, meant to symbolize a new generation in such an important race.
In this drug war, all the initiatives against the drug dealers have to pass through the Congress. And if he doesn't have a majority, then it will be hard for the people and for the country itself to continue with this drug war.
That's the PAN's mantra. Ask voters to support PAN candidates to help Calderón fight the drug war and push police and judicial reforms through Congress.
Para apoyar al presidente, yo voy a votar por PAN.
The radio spot says, to help the president, I'm going to vote for PAN. The help is a specific reference to the support for the narco war that Calderón is asking for. The PRI says Calderón is stumbling in that war, but it hasn't presented its own plan to deal with the cartels. Latest opinion polling shows the PAN catching up to the PRI. It's now just 4 percentage points behind. The PAN is riding on Calderón's coattails. His personal approval rate stands at 65% for his handling of the swine flu epidemic and the roundup of allegedly corrupt politicians. A wild card in this election is a growing annul your vote campaign. That is, destroy or otherwise make your ballot uncountable. Denise Merker, a columnist at the newspaper El Universal, kickstarted the movement by writing, "Why should we vote?" A scathing condemnation of Mexican politicians.
We have been betrayed by the political class, and it's because they have common interest, much more bigger than the interest they have in representing us.
An Ipsos Mexico poll suggests 11% of Mexicans support the Annul Your Vote movement, and with the PRI and PAN so close, that could influence the outcome. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Metepec, Mexico.